Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here, and I'm so excited to be back on the stage in Studio AOC with Mr. Ryan Lee, our co-host, helping us build out the right IT house. Today, this moment in time that it's all linked together, we're on episode 3 of 4 of our first series of the Deep Dive Conversation all around building out the right IT infrastructure. Today, we're going to be picking up from episode 2 and go back and check all that out, and we'll link all this stuff together in the show notes where we were talking about funding and budgeting your construction and or IT project and blueprints process mapping. And today we're going to be talking all about integrations and support. And Tribe, I'll tell you, my voice is a little wrecked because before we turn on the mic, when we talk about all these phases, is that we worked our tail off at Turkey Toe Links and we got this windmill stood up. And by the time we did that, we were so exhausted, so tired. We screamed and yelled so loud. My voice is a little wrecked, but I am just keep charging on for you, Art of Construction Tribe. And I'm so excited to have you back to the Studio AOC, Ryan. And what, in your words, what is this one all about?
This is all about, in the words of Jerry Maguire, help me help you.
I like the sounds of that. And so from my perspective, it's the same thing, all about helping me helping you. And it's been so fun behind the scenes where we've been living this as he has helping with the Art of Construction and all of my companies putting together this IT house and saying, oh, if a shoulda, coulda, woulda, if then that, right? And the resonation internal to the AOC leaders of the tribe, it's been all this conversation about how do we take Devin's bowl full of noodles and straighten them all out? And we're looking at a picture track of one of the members of my team came in and sent this picture out there that just resonated of this bowl, but then all these noodles of taking and straightening them all out and aligning them from the craziness. So that's where we're really getting into today when we talk about integrations and support. From my perspective, it's how do we get out of the way and align these bowl full of noodles? What's your perspective for today, Ryan?
Biggest thing that we're going to start taking away from today is that system integrations are vital. They're a key to a successful IT house. Without them, you just have a bucket of data. In that same notion, integration problems occur every day, and you don't always have that time to fix that integration problem mapped out. Devin, I don't sit there and say, oh, Wednesday, I'm going to have a new integration that just got set up last month, and it's going to fail on Wednesday the 21st, and I'm going to have 4 hours allocated to fix that. So we're going to talk about that a little bit, you know, because that's a game changer. And then really moving into the next bit is around support. How do you properly charge for service? You may not even know that it's needed. Some customers may want something, but have no idea the pieces that go in there. And so sometimes as a IT innovator, you need to know when you should say no, and not just saying yes to work in something. So that no word is very important, and getting comfortable with it and pushing back until you have everything in place. Because it's easy to be sitting there and saying, you know, I'm ready to move on to the next house. I'm ready to move on to the next subdivision, but you just haven't finished what you're working on. So, you know, making sure that you've properly finished your one project, you've got a maintenance plan in place, you've got the support needed. So we're going to be, you know, integrations and support.
Love it. And to bring it back to you, Art of Construction Tribe, for you contractors and affiliates to grow their business, let's talk about how we can integrate and support from the lens through the Art of Construction Tribe. And so as we go through all these podcasts, we're taking a word that is hopefully very relatable to you and using that as our talking tracks through these conversations. So when I say the word construction, when it comes to integration and support, the quote unquote is the subs, right? And so when we talk about the subs, yes, it's the hammer and the nails and the windows and the doors, but it's also the drones and the photogrammetry of really bringing the field back to the office through these integrations and support, which we're going to be talking about on the next episode. But Ryan, what's your take when you say the word IT from the art of construction lens?
So, you know, from an integration, it's all the different services that are out there and pieces that you tie in. From a support, it's the help desk, right? So sometimes that's a four-letter word. People hate calling the blank help desk, right? Because they have a, you know, preconceived notion of what that help desk is. So kind of breaking down that a little bit and helping to the tribe understand how important that help desk really is, what that role provides, and what, you know, some of the day-to-day, my computer doesn't work, my internet doesn't work, I can't get to TikTok on my phone. You know, the simple questions that sometimes you get, but you have to be ready for in the support world.
Yeah, I think that's so timely when you look at the different tiers, right? Like, how do you become a lead carpenter versus, you know, just getting first day on the job site? It's the same thing of how do you, where do you put people? You put them on the help desk. And Ryan, we've talked about this over the years of you only get one chance to make a first impression. And we're all guilty of like, how do we train up and maintain, more importantly, the art of construction? So next, I'm going to ask you, Ryan, to, we got it on our screen and we're audio only, but yet we work very hard to really help when you're driving down the road or you're at the gym right now or mowing the grass listening to this podcast. We want to really put some picture tracks in your head. And so when we say the word integrations, how do you build out your IT platform construction edition? Ryan, walk us through when you say the word integrations, what comes to mind to you?
So walking back into the construction world and the IT at the same time, that integration is those valuable subs, right? It's the plumbers, it's the electricians, it's all the key people that go into making the house special. Well, in the IT world, there's no shortage of the pieces of integrations that have to be there, whether it's Microsoft 365, whether it's Dropbox, Amazon Web Services, CRMs, you know, those pieces and how they integrate into a company and into the data is what changes a company's process, project, software from just being a pile of lumber into a functioning, thriving business process.
Love that. Same for support.
Yeah, support, right? This is an area that over the years and over the time, IT has gained a black eye and a tough reputation to come back from. So support from the IT house has been a problem. We're all aware of you call an 800 number and you get transferred to somebody overseas, somebody that doesn't understand your issue. You feel like oftentimes you know more about the resolution to your problem than the people that you're talking to. And that's a helpless feeling. And sometimes people just have this preconceived notion that I'm not going to call support. They're not going to know how to fix this issue. They don't know anything anyway. It's going to get transferred somewhere else. And I'm just better off trying to figure this out myself. A lot of companies are trying to do the right thing. They're putting those efforts into support. They're making sure that it's not just the green guy on campus that's helping. They're actually putting their best foot forward. They're making sure that their leaders and support are on the front lines helping as well. So support is key, guys. You know, you got to be comfortable touching base with product support engineers, with subject matter experts in the integration that you're looking at, because without that support, you may not have a successful product.
I love that. And we're in the middle of a bunch of other deep dive series that my bowl full of noodles has been laying all these out. And one of them we're doing is a deep dive series follow-up right now. And all these are going to be coming out at different times with the drone or Rich is in the niches and another one with Alice where we're all about artificial intelligence. And the whole thing back to hear this word support, I think the best quote ever put out there that you'll hear on those other podcasts is from Mr. Mike Tyson when he says, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. And that's the key thing of where you better be able to pivot when it comes to support, because we're sitting here looking at a picture of a miter box to say the person who's running that miter box has to know all the intricate pieces until they get punched in the face and the guard doesn't work and their finger gets cut off. And it's the same thing when it comes to the IT houses, where it's all great that everybody switched to a cloud this and support that and this, that, until the internet goes down, right? And so that's the part where we're trying to just be as realistic as we can when it comes to integration and support. And when we talk about begin with the end in mind, which is going to be the closeout podcast of this. So continuing from the last episode, I know firsthand, Tribe, let's just start and figure it out later. But Ryan, as I always talk about begin with the end in mind, and I want to go and get your take on the question when it comes to properly integrating your IT process. Talk through that and kind of from the lens as we're building out this Art of Construction customer care wheel for the Tribe.
So we've got to figure out the why, right? That's, we've talked about that from the start of episode one. Why are we doing this? What is the end goal? What is our current baseline? What are we doing now? And maybe it's a paper process. You know, maybe it's some we've done in a spreadsheet for the last 6 years, but that becomes our template, you know, just the same way as, you know, our router guide, or maybe we have a router table. Our template that we're using is what your current process is. So your current process is vital in the very end of your new process and your digitizing of the IT house. So understanding why, understanding what it is that you want to do and what it is that you currently are using helps you get to the end circle and have a better functioning process quicker out of the gate, something that your team can jump on and be using. And you start seeing that the technology starts to work for you. Last thing you want is technology just sitting there and being a nuisance, an extra cost, a burden. Technology is amazing. Technology will work for you as long as you have a good process mapped out from the beginning.
And the analogy of the bowl full of noodles is you got to have those all in line, knowing that's not realistic, right? So you got to find these scorecards and these matrix. And Tribe, I'm a big fan of taking, you know, ideas and great processes like find your why from Simon Sinek. But there's an undertone question I always ask myself, and then I ask whoever I'm working on this project with, of why am I doing this and what am I trying to solve? And you got to do that at every layer and every project you're heading out to go in and fix. If you're starting a new company or one trying to solve a problem, you better understand how we're passing on that baton. So this is that, let's go to the IT doctor, Ryan, right? And as the pre-interview, we had a lot of conversation around when you go to the doctor, what do you do first, right? And how do we find that pain and fix it before we go have a heart attack or a mental breakdown because nothing's working?
Yeah, you go to the doctor. The first thing that happens is they start taking your vitals. They get a baseline into what your body is. So that's the same thing that has to happen from a support and an integration perspective is, you know, from when you're working in the IT world, you've got to know, what are my IT vitals? How big of a system do I have? How many people are going to be connected to it at one time? What sort of speeds are necessary? Is it people around the globe? Is it people around the state? Is it people around the city? Or is it people in my office? Like all those things just start getting shook out when you go to the IT doctor.
Great. So we've teed this up now. So Ryan, from the Art of Construction lens, which the Art of Construction is a platform for contractors and affiliates to grow their business by connecting the right construction technologies and the right products to the right handshakes. What are your key integrations you should start with after you have a good foundation and have mapped out your process from our previous episodes?
The key pieces that really need to be in place are the systems. Okay. Is that system in your corporate office, in your garage, in your one bedroom apartment? Is that a system that's in the cloud? that you can access anywhere. But those systems, you know, knowing what those systems are, knowing what functions they provide is key. Hardware, software, all those pieces come together as your systems need them. So software, Office 365 versus Google, QuickBooks versus SAP, those pieces that you know are going to be crucial for your business, you need to know what they are. Your CRM or whatever tool that you use to manage your customer's journey. This is a vital tool of where all of your, you know, it's the digital filing cabinet that now, you know, you have a robot that's able to pull things from the filing cabinet and bring it over to your desk, stamps it, and moves it into the next world for you, right? That's what the CRM is. It's the cutting edge Jetsons filing cabinet of the future. So get to know CRMs, get to know the customer relation model and what those can do for your company.
I love that. So when we talk about integrations, I just want to recap this, Ryan, and make sure I'm understanding this properly, because beginning with the end in mind, and back to help me help you, as you said, we got to make sure we're setting up this map and this process to properly integrate so that we're hopefully doing less support is really the goal we're trying to put out to the tribe here, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, so we start off by having the right systems, and we know we have to manage it to have enough of time and money. And I loved your picture tracks of, you know, if you're a single person contractor, you may just have a hard drive sitting in your apartment, right? And it's mapping out to say what systems for managing the building informational modeling, the I and BIM, the information and M, how are we pulling the BIM together? And then the hardware is that physical stuff and the software, and you have to pick between your truck system. If you're going to map this out and say, okay, am I going to use the Mercedes Sprinter vans, or am I going to use Econo vans, or am I going to use F-150s or Chevy? And you better have a plan for that and pick one, because if you're just buying random stuff all the time, how are you going to best service your vehicles? It's the same thing kind of with Office 365 versus Google. If you're using little bits and pieces of everything, it's going to be hard to keep track of that. And most importantly, is cash is king. So you better have some kind of QuickBooks or something that when you say, help me help you, at the most important thing, why are we doing all this? To build better buildings and have really happy customers. And you better have a place to where that robot has your back in this new automated world. Am I understanding that right, Ryan?
You are. Yep. That's key. You just can't, you can't be in every single fancy new IT integration that's out there. You pick the ones that you know, and you have a teaming partner that works in there, and you move forward in those. And that's kind of like the difference between the which truck and which tool you use. Some people are Makita only, some are DeWalt. You know, you get used to that tool that you use, you stick with it, you know how to fix it, you know how it works for you. Same thing in IT.
I love that drill analogy and tool analogy. And we switched in my companies fully to Milwaukee because I loved their bots and their ticks. So their bots, they call ticks, which is this piece of hardware that goes to their tool that is really cool that we're able to put on all our stuff, but have one platform. So you better find one, but then understand the why and what are we trying to solve to get everybody to understand those tools. Right, Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely. And look into who it was that invented the lithium ion battery into the tools. It was Milwaukee. They were the ones that integrated that first. And so, yeah, obviously huge debate, right? Some people like Ford, some people like Chevy, some people like Milwaukee, some people like DeWalt, some people like Microsoft, some people like Amazon. But you pick your tool, you know how to use it. You get the most out of your system when you are aware with what that is, how to use it, how to fix it, how to be productive. You know, so switching off of that a little bit, and I guess I want to ask you, you know, picking up from our last episode where we were talking about blueprints and governance. What's been some of your biggest challenges with some of the integrations that you've done currently, with some of the support that you've got in those processes? And how does that match up to your customer care, Will, your ideal business environment?
Yeah, I love that. And the part I just call myself out, because I do it too, but lifelong learners of the AOC tribe, if you hear someone say, I'm just too busy, we're all too busy, call each other out. That means you're not actually breaking through the ceiling and you're just throwing, you know, that's a catch-all. That's such BS, right? And I raise my hand and say, I had to find the right people and the right things to say. We have to be open and honest. And if you just say you're too busy, that means you're not actually solving the biggest problems and you're just going through the motions, right? And we built the customer care wheel after we built out the IT process. If I could go back in time, tribe, when Ryan says, help me help you. And now it's so exciting to be building out this Art of Construction customer care wheel, because if you have the customer journey and that's relatable to the Art of Construction built out, and then go get the right IT mapped process, watch out. Because I know firsthand, Ryan and you and I have been at this for 15 plus years working together in different contexts, but we've never sat down and mapped it out like we're doing here through this journey on the Art of Construction. And that biggest challenge with integration and support is just not beginning with the end in mind, because serial entrepreneurs, and it's as normal for the stage of entrepreneurship. We did a whole 5-part podcast with Cultivate Advisors talking about the stages of entrepreneurship. And it's just so real of, you know, we struggle getting out of the experimental stage to get into that elevate and delegate stage, right? And breaking through the ceiling. And the tribe at the bottom of the, at the end of the day, is we all have to get the right help to build better buildings and have as much fun as possible. And so this is just phase one of many phases of all of us working together to where what we're not good at or what drives us crazy. If I just want to watch a TikTok video on my break, better be able to have the tool to do that. Or if I need to cut the right drive to the job site or whatever, get the right amount of help to systemize and build it. That's what I would say is my biggest challenge. And it's one word, it's people. It's you, tribe, that we're all boiling down to say, how do we best build the customer care wheel? It's the leaders of the tribe. Passing the baton is the key to our success. Ryan, you have experienced this in construction. What is your take when I say the subs supporting the GC and the quote-unquote IT help desk, from your point of view, of kind of challenging you to go into the GC world?
The part that tends to happen, and sometimes you get a little bit of finger pointing, wasn't me, was the plumber, you know, the plumber ran his pipes where I need to be, blah, blah, blah. But when you get the subs to come together, and as you are able to bring the plumber, the HVAC, the electricians in, and you have that aha moment, right? You know, the general contractor is saying, hey, this is what our goal is, guys. This is where we need to be. This is where I'm going to get you. Can you then have a team ready to come in, get your plumbing in, get your HVAC in, get those pieces dialed in? And when everybody gets on that same page, all of a sudden you are now stronger. So the same thing on that IT help desk. There's so many parts that come into a good help desk, right? Having somebody that knows how to do networks, having somebody that knows how to work on a server, somebody that knows cybersecurity, such a huge piece. And that's needed. So when you can all get together and you say, all right, you know, we've got this new project. I need my networking guys to be ready. I need my cybersecurity guys to be ready. Make sure everything's in place from the get-go that this is secure. Then that help desk, they've got power for days. Now they're aware of the whole project. They know what's going on. They're not a plumber that's going to run a pipe through an area that's needed for the HVAC, because they're on the same page, you know, and that's just crucial nowadays is that total communication, and that communication can come in person and you know, such a great way, but it can also come from IT integrations in the form of, you know, maybe automated notifications that go out to the other subs, go out to the help desk members. So that way you kept in the loop of what's happening. And keep that, you know, help desk montage going, right? What's worked for you?
Yeah, I love that. So when I think of the quote unquote IT help desk, one of the things, the parallel I'd put on that is, like, if you're day one on the job site, if you can have someone that says, okay, the lumber company just dumped the pile of lumber that they claim is going to be perfect, but they had to do it in two shipments and there's a pile over there, that day one, if you give good communication and just say, take all the 2x6s, all the floor joists, all this, and stack them up here so the team can properly map and cut this out, you're adding instant value to that. And the parallel from the IT help desk I would give is that, you know, someone, having someone other than the internal tech savvy people help out the not so tech savvy. And I've seen this over and over, to where, Ryan, you and I enjoy technology and we find ourselves in the weeds where we're stacking the lumber, when someone else, that it's amazing. It's just magical to me when I see, still to this day, how people just can't comprehend how you can just give somebody a VPN and they can come into your computer. And I see this still, like, day in, day out, and people are just like blown. They're on me. They're in me. They're on my computer. And that is just a funny thing of the screen takeover, to where they can literally just help them. Half the time it's just restart their computers because something just funky. And to find those gaps has been so helpful with companies like yours, where you guys come in and just help humanize at level one, but not also destruct it when you're calling overseas and I can't go on your computer. I can't do that. That's where I think that can be a drastic problem very quickly. And so what has not worked for the IT help desk is going back to the episode about mapping out and documenting the same language. And I think if we're open and honest with each other, we'd all raise our hand and say, IT and technology is moving and changing so fast, it's time for us to hit a little bit of the reset button. You know, the whole, what was the Office Max? They had the easy button, that red button. Like, we have to go hit that and start over in a way and map that out, because real world behind the scenes, Ryan's laughing and holding up the easy button. We are having to remodel my whole window company in Tribe. It's without a set of the IT house plans. And I'm learning so hard. What you call stuff is so important when you're mixing different tools together, because you talked about the lithium ion battery. That triggered to me, like, that was such a, just you just saying that earlier with me in the Milwaukee, it's like putting that bit of technology in there, but you have to understand what that lithium ion does in the battery. Just like you have to understand when you call a customer care wheel with a programmer goes in and does custom code, and then nobody knows what that means. It just drives everybody crazy. And then you say, just forget it, I want to start over. Or like we do in the data drop chasm of construction, forget the video game plans, the architect, they're worthless. We just got to go meet on site and figure this out. Those are the two things, I think, what works and doesn't work for the Art of Construction, that the Art of Construction AOC lab is trying to really dissect. And at the end of the day, it's humanizing this thing. That's my take on that, Ryan. And what's, you know, nowadays, the thing I want to ask back to you is, nowadays it's become so easy with the Amazon effect to just, with a click of a few buttons, you have an integration, you have an app. There's so many companies that, you know, they just sell it. I've interviewed so many or tried so many different quote unquote smart home. That drives me crazy, to where, like, Oro, we just interviewed on the podcast, and I love their tagline is the smart home without the smartphone. And I think that's so timely in today's world, because when I ask what is the one thing that's a game changer for the industry, and it was the smartphone. It's the smartphone was what changed us, and now it's what's holding us back. Email and the smartphone, because there's an app for that. So how do you know you're integrating and getting the right support for your desired goals, Ryan?
So this comes back to understanding what your business objectives are. If you don't have those mapped out, you don't know if what your end product is what you actually want. So that front loading of knowing what your business objectives, knowing what your process objective is, what software you want, what integration you're looking to do. If you don't know what those are going to be, you don't know if you're going to have a one-story house or a high-rise. You have no idea. So getting that, and then knowing what it is that you want to see from your tool, right? What are the business insights? What is the graph representation? What is the output that you're hoping to get from this? If you've got a new tool and it's to track customer sales, well, you want to know what your report's going to look like. You want to know what your sales team is going to see on a week in and week out basis. And then that becomes the final piece and that check. Yes. Hey, this is exactly what I want. I want to see what my sales are. I want to see how my team's doing. I want to see what they're stacking up. Bam. I'm seeing that. That's part of my processed documented goals. Awesome. We're there. You know, and you just, that's crucial.
Yeah. And one thing I would add to that is you better don't just hire a company that has done it 10 times for 10 other companies and just say, make that the same for mine. If you do that, you're screwed. You better bring in the people that help you run your company and your advisory council and all the people we've talked for years about on this podcast that we call the AOC tribe. You better bring in the right people to get perspectives and buy-in before you just go starting even picking an integration, right? So that's why the why and the what, you know, why are we doing this? What are we trying to solve? Take the time to just do that for yourself and for the people that you're trying to get to the finish line with. And then you set up those maps that are internally are, I think, more important than the external. Because if you don't have your internal customers dialed in, your CRM for the external map just becomes a disaster. And then you're just spending all your time on buy-in for a few clicks of a button for this integration you threw to the wolves.
And you brought it up earlier, Devin, about how an entrepreneur steps into business, right? So a lot of times, myself included, yourself, like you've got these ideas, you've got the drive, and you've got the low anxious level of, oh my God, I can't do this. Oh my God. You know, right. You're past that. You're into it. But as you're developing your business, you create so many of these business plans, business objectives, but they're all in your head. They're all the way you want to do it. They're all, you know, your approach. You're the entrepreneur. You're the one starting these new tasks. So you hire on a couple more people. You physically train them. You teach them. You're the one with them one-on-one, 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 till they get it. They get it, right? And now you're happy because your business has grown. You've expanded your base model. You've got four or five more people that are pushing in the same direction that you are. You're all on the same line. And then it's time to hire that next ring out. And your early trusted advisors that you don't really know are your trusted advisors yet, but because you're still so young in this, they start teaching. But they start teaching a hybrid, right? It's a hybrid of what you've done and a hybrid of what they want to do. Now you're in a variant, okay? You're in some Delta Lambda variant that's going off awry. And then when you go one more ring out, next thing you know, as the entrepreneur, you walk out and you're like, why is this happening? Why is this going on in my business? Well, that's the way we were trained.
And the dichotomy of that is I have to just put it out there to say, it's not because this is where the hero syndrome comes in and just totally blows things up, because it's like, well, that was just Devin's entrepreneurship idea and we did it this way. And then nobody knows what way they're supposed to do it. And it's not that one is right or wrong. It's that you better be on the same page. And if you're not on the same page, you're screwed, because the IT house is everybody has to be using the CRM the same way, or don't even do it. And I've talked with so many different businesses about this, that the entrepreneur, the owner, some person says, we have to do this, and they dive into this without buying, and you're screwed. And that's what we're building out. And we have all these other podcasts to where it's so cool as we're closing on 500,000 listens, and we're ready to blow this thing up. And it's not Devin or Ryan. It's people like Devin and Ryan that all have a common goal in the Art of Construction tribe, where we're having a whole podcast about artificial intelligence deep dives. We're having a whole podcast about how do you use a drone. But it's actually all this stuff of how do we build better buildings coming together. But that's why I said we had to put this in the gooey middle of this, is the IT black box. And that's all of us learning and growing together to build this as we sit here on episode 3 of 4 of the IT House Deep Dive Series 1. Ryan, what are we talking about next in this vein when it comes to our final episode of this Deep Dive Series platform on the Art of Construction?
Next, we're going to be talking about connecting the field back to the office, how important that is to make sure that you don't have any islands out there where people just don't know what's going on, don't have any insight, no connection back to the founding directive business for them, their guides in life.
And everything we keep talking about, it's back to humanizing this thing. And I've had the pleasure of seeing so many amazing construction platforms and interviewing them and being part of this through the Art of Construction. Ryan, you've done the same with your companies and all your different customers of taking where you guys do a lot of remote work, right? Where you have to get creative with IT services in the past, and we keep building this up. But that is, to me, is the next secret sauce, is logistics. How do we deliver, install, and serve at this stuff? But the undertone of all of that is the operations of that. You better have tools that be able to have the people out there doing the work that can truly be the artists we need them to do, to be able to do this stuff, because the robots are not going to take over everything. But you better find where the robots can do that and have the humans push that through to where we can build better buildings more efficiently. And that, I'm very excited to connect the field to the office and get into the riches and the niches portion of that. And what's the other kind of focus that, Ryan, I challenge you and I to when you give the context to the tribe, we had a whole separate meeting that I really appreciate this process I've been going with you, Ryan, when you said, Devin, what do you mean? And this is after we've had a lot of meetings, right, Ryan? You said, what do you mean by making video games a part of your business? I'm like, well, that's obvious, isn't it? And I've been saying this for years. So from your perspective, the other part of this podcast is making a video games part of your business. What's your take to dangle a carrot on that?
It's bringing in the next generation, right? How can we ensure that we have the right pieces in place that the next generation learn and move forward with us? We were just joking the other day about, you know, how to communicate, and maybe we should communicate via Snapchat instead of email, because we'd get quicker response. So making video games part of that is just that next level bit, right? It's all the great pieces that we're seeing, and the move from the younger generation that's going to be in our face so fast from the business world. We better be able to move forward with them.
It's not fast. It's here. Like they it's are here. The ones, like when we say we don't have enough people, it's that we're not turning over. We're not turning the page. We're past that. We need to be doing that. And that's the key to this whole thing as we build out this whole IT house phases, right, Ryan?
Exactly. You know, so let's keep jamming forward and keep helping the tribe be better integrators in everything that they do. So how does our last episode fit in?
Yeah, so if we step up to that 100,000 foot view, where with this phase 1 is we're going into our last podcast, where the deep dive, where we're talking through all these things we talked about today and set the stage. But phase 2 next is that Riches in the Niches podcast series, where we want to hear from you. Keep the message boards going and keep the info coming to say how we can best help you as we build this all out. And then phase 3 is really starting to formulate, and all the teams are working really well together to where we're going to be building a bunch of YouTube tutorials, and we're going to be putting that out with leaders of the tribe titled Sub Wars. And Ryan, what tell me a little bit more about this phase three Sub Wars that we're working on.
Man, Sub Wars is going to be fun. Just, we're going to throw out a lot of cool ideas and neat pieces that kind of just break down some of the stereotypes of how construction, how IT projects go, have a little fun, you know, point some humor into the right direction. So that way we see how these projects can still be entertaining and a part of our everyday life.
Awesome. Then we're going to turn all this stuff into a package for the Art of Construction Tribe, where we start doing webinars and meeting groups, and then having mastermind events that I'm practicing what I preach, Tribe. When I say begin with the end in mind, go check us out on social media, where we're actually the first weekend of October, we have built out and a whole retreat place that we're going to have as much fun as possible. And we're actually internally with some of the leaders of my tribe, we're going to be having our first event, and then it's going to be open to others. So we have a lot of exciting stuff. So make sure to go to the show notes and subscribe to grow your IT house with us together, all as one tribe working together. So I'm super excited for all the phases ahead. And I've been challenging you, Ryan Tribe, because Ryan has got so many cutting edge things going on. What's one cutting edge game changer, Ryan, you're going to leave the tribe thinking about as they go out there to crush it, to grow their business?
You know, this is something that, as we talk about automation and support, this is something that is seen now and may not have a super positive vision, but automation and bots. You know, you might be familiar with it. You go to a website or you have an app that you get into, and there's a little bot, there's a little chat window, there's an automated screen that comes up, starts asking you questions. Do you have any questions? Help me help you mindset. And while right now a lot of people are kind of a little bit turned off on them, those bots are really growing in popularity from a corporation standpoint and support, because of the type of insight that they can start getting from the users that need help, and they get it a lot faster than calling, getting transferred from department to department while you're sitting there going, oh my gosh. And then finally, when you get to somebody, you're able to talk to them, and they don't know anything, but they're going to open a ticket for you. And then you get a call back, you know, later. So this length of time is forever to kind of get supports. Well, that's what automation and support bots are doing. And companies like Microsoft with Azure and Power Apps, they're really pushing the envelope with these automation bots. And through machine learning and artificial intelligence, they're helping to get those questions answered fast. So you get to a site, you start diving down into the service and support that you need, and you actually have a result much quicker because it gets in front of the support people. They're able to actually carry on multiple conversations, multiple chat conversations, where if they were on the phone, they can only talk to one person at a time. So this is a great thing. Don't be afraid of the bots. Start getting used to them. Start using them. They're not all the same. One size doesn't fit all, but they are getting better. They're getting more dialed in.
I find that so interesting when I asked Ryan, what is the cutting edge you want to talk about, when the preface of this whole AOC IT house is about humanizing the technology. But then we turn around and say one of the first game changers is bots. And Tribe, we're not saying just put it to the computer. We're saying manage the two things we don't have enough of, and that's time and money. And we have to start diversifying and using these tools and look at these robots or bots or whatever you want to call it as additional resources in your accountability chart or your organizational chart that we're all building out. So in closing, I want to just say, challenge yourself to say, you don't Nowadays, we just want to YouTube or Google it. But where do you go there to find what's the difference between Ford versus Milwaukee versus Microsoft? Because it all comes into the same customer care wheel. Like, how are your internal customers and your external customers all coming together to build better buildings? And you're screwed if you're just going off of one manufacturer, one platform to do it all, because that's not how the world works anymore. It's this integrated, connected world that we call industrialized construction. So that's where the AOC tribe all comes together, and we're all working together on this influencer effect, not just because this one company pays me, but we're going to highlight over time. And as we take into it, the Riches and the Niches podcast next, we're going to dive deeper into say, okay, what are the do's and don'ts of automation versus the humanized part of it? And I can't wait for that together and start really systemizing going forward with that, Ryan. What's your parting ways and words that we should all be thinking about as we go out there and crush it to keep growing our business and building better buildings, you thinking through the IT house?
Just start. Get those processes documented. Stay on top of your world and know what is going on in your environment. Know what your what is and be strong with the new technology that's coming up, and don't be afraid.
All right. And if you want to start and need some help, hit us up on the message boards, AOC Tribe. We're all in this together. Crush it out there. Have as much fun as possible. See you in the next one.